A big round of applause again, please.
You won't have to wait for me to get started. I don't have lots of complex ICT, I'm afraid. Thank you again publicly, Namish, for sorting out the fact I wiped Ross's database, by the way, in the run-up to this event. Okay, brave leadership. I didn't realise we were doing the fruit machine thing and had thought that I was going to follow Action Jackson and got terribly nervous about that because I thought, oh my goodness, how am I going to be that motivating? But actually, I, like you, get up and rewrite my story every morning because I am not naturally a morning person. And I think if I'm going to go in and smile at all these children, I need to sort that out for myself. That's all fine. And we all have that vision for being like that and improving children's lives. I'm going to talk about brave leadership because for me, the brave part is turning that into a practicality. How do you actually have an unfaltering drive to make that vision a reality? Okay. I think things that require bravery are different for different people. For me, the ethos building, the talking to strangers, the you know, getting on with people, the smiling, the being friendly to everyone, that doesn't require me to be particularly brave because that's me. Before the days of Twitter, I spoke to people in toilet queues and clubs. I spoke to people at festivals that I didn't know. That's me. That part of it, that's brave for some people. And you have to, I think we have to recognise that. For me, the part that requires me to be brave are two things. One, when DfE policy or government policy diverts me from what I believe is right for my children, and same for my team, when it's diverting them for what they believe is right for their vision for their children. And the other time is when others associated with your organisation, whoever they may be, stand in the way a little bit to the forward motion of your organisation. Those things require me to be brave because they actually require me to step out of my default, which is being nice to people, and get a bit tougher than that. It's a journey that's been quite a long one for me over the past 5 or 6 years as head, or 5 years as head too as deputy, and there are some just very short pointers that I can give that have helped me a lot. I'm going to deal with the people that present a barrier first, because actually that's easier, although it may not feel like it at first, because those confrontations are within your locus of control. The way that you deal with other people in that way is. I always think confrontation with adults has to be approached as an adult, no matter how the other person is behaving, on an equal footing and really directly and calmly. Check your facts. If you're not a very left-brained thinker, get a left-brained thinker on your team to check your facts. Plan. And then always, always, always keep it all about the children in your organisation. Nobody can argue with, this is going to keep our children safe. This is going to help our children learn better. This is going to make our children happier. And generally, once you have taken that very brave stance and gone forward in that way, people respect you for it. They don't always like it at first. And I always think those kind of help me get back to sleep at night at 4 a.m. moments are to think that when you're having that kind of difficult, tough conversation, a person's response at that point when they don't like it is going to be a mixture of other experiences in their lives, in school and outside of school, and basic human nature. We can't do anything about that as leaders. And actually, that makes me feel a bit better if I know I'm driving forward for my children. OK, back to the government and DfE policy. That's a little bit harder because that isn't something that is entirely within our locus of control. And it certainly doesn't feel like something that's entirely within our locus of control either. But here we all are. We have, a lot of us have met each other through a social network. There are many, many social networks around now. We are more outward facing, I think, and more reflective as a profession than we've ever, ever been. And what an exciting time that is. This means we have a voice. Use your voice. Those of us that responded to the Heads Round Table consultation, ready for Monday, there are consultations going on like that all the time. More and more, as time goes on, we will be have that opportunity to use that voice. And certain powers that be, I see there was a reply today, are beginning to realise there is a voice, and that voice will grow and grow if we use it. Fit in what's statutory with the picture that you believe in for your curriculum as much as possible. I don't think it does to say government policy, that's not for us, without really digging into that. Be as outward facing as you can be and keep these networks going. In that way, I think we'll really, really shape the future for our children, and that's a real privilege, I think.